The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 19th, 1974, in Hawaii. Translation. O Mother Earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, incarnated Himself as Lord Sri Krishna, just to unload your heavy burden. All His activities here are transcendental, and they cement the path of liberation. You are now bereft of His presence. You are probably now thinking of those activities and feeling sorry in their absence.
Dharmaraj is suggesting so many things. Why Mother Earth in the shape of a cow was morose? He is suggesting so many. One of the suggestions is that Krishna was present now, he is not present, therefore you are so morose. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jada jada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati bharata, abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. Krishna incarnates when there is discrepancies in the matter of discharging religious principles. Just like when there is discrepancy in the discharge of law and order, the government takes a special measure. What is called that? A special law? Martial law is also one of the emergency law. So anyway, the nature's arrangement is like that. Just like children, they are allowed to play, but under certain conditions. So, we are all children of God, Krishna. So, we have come here to enjoy, to lord it over the material nature. That is the tendency. So, Krishna has given us the facility. Just like in the beach, there are many young men who are playing in the sea with surf, but still the government has watch over it. Government's duty is that they may not be drowned. So, here it is risky. We have come here to enjoy. Actually, we are not meant for enjoying. We are meant for serving. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jive Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Dhar. Our real identity is to serve, to remain under the protection. We are always under the protection, this way or that way. But we are thinking falsely that we are free. We are not free. Krishna is taking care of us. He has allowed us. All right, you have come here. Try to satisfy yourself. But there are certain rules and regulations. If you break those rules and regulations for your interest, Krishna takes the measures. Yada yada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati bharata, tadatmanam sijamaham, abhuthanam adharmasya Tadatmanam Sujama. So here Krishna came and this incident took place after disappearance of Krishna. Kali Yuga entered after disappearance of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was also very vigilant. The Pandavas, they left their kingdom because they could understand that Kali Yuga had already entered. So, Bhūhāra avatāra pitāvatāras. Bhūhāra, when people become too much sinful, the earth becomes overburdened by the sinful activities of the people. That's what is called Bhūhāra avatāra. And Krishna comes to mitigate. Dharma Sagrani Bhavati Bharata Tadatmanam Sijamaham Pitavatarasya Harir Dharitri. This is the purpose of avatar. Avatar, this word is very significant. The Taran, Taran means movement. And Ava, Ava means down. This is like Avanati. So avataran. Krishna lives in the spiritual sky, beyond this material sky, very high. And Krishna Loka, the planet of Krishna, is the topmost planet in the spiritual world. That is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Taleca Tasya. The topmost planet is Goloka. Goloka Vrindavan, planet. You have seen the picture. It is lotus-like. So Goloka Namni Nijadhamni, that is his personal abode. Taleca Tasya, below that, Goloka Namni Nijadhamni, Taleca Tasya, below that planet. Goloka Namni Nijadhamni, Taleca Tasya, Devi Maheshahari Dhamasu. Devi, this universe, this material universe is called Devi Dham. Devi Dham means under the protection or supervision of Mother Nature. That is called Devi Dham, material nature. So Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Taleca Tasya Devi. Devi Dham, this material world is Devi Dham. Under the, you have seen the picture of Durga. So, material nature is also Devi, Devi Dham. And Mahesh Dham, above this, there is Mahesh Dham, the region of Lord Shiva. Devi Mahesh Hari Dhamas, then Vaikunthas. And the topmost is Krishna Dham. So that is that Dham or that universal system. That is very, very big. Many times this material universe is considered one-fourth creation. It is one. Ikaṃsina sito jagat. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. This material world is one-fourth creation of God. And the three-fourth creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine. This material world, this universe, which you are seeing, the biggest sky, dome, this is one universe. That is also stated. We get all this information from Vedic literature. This universe is only one single universe. And there are so many planets, stars. These are all stated in the Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. And koti means millions. 100,000, 100 times. So, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this one universe. Anna means egg. Therefore it is called Jagadanna, egg-like, round. We are within the egg. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. There are millions of eggs like clustered together. This is material world. Millions, not one. And each universe, kotisu vasudhadi bhuti bhinnam. In each universe there are millions and trillions of stars and planets. Kotisu vibhuti bhinnam. And each one of them is different from the other. Just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, but you cannot stay there. Because the atmosphere is different. Everything is there. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, kotisu vasudhadi. Vasudha means planet. This is also called vasudha, this planet. So just imagine what insignificant this vasudha in comparison to the whole material world. There are millions of universes, and each and every universe, there are millions and trillions of the stars and planets. This is the whole creation of material world. And taking them together, this is 1/4 creation of God. The 3/4 creation is the spiritual world. And in that spiritual world, the topmost planet is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is the place of Krishna. So Krishna comes down from there. Therefore, avataran comes down. Therefore, he is called avatar, or any Vishnu incarnation who comes down. He comes down from the higher planetary system. Therefore, it is called avatar. Incarnation means avatar, who comes down from higher position. Therefore, here it is said, Pita avatarasya Hare. Hare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hari. Hari means who takes away all your miserable conditions. Hari. Haran. Harati. Harati means take away. He comes out here just to give you benediction to save you from all kinds of miseries. Therefore his name is Hari. Yashama Anugyajnami Yashama Aham Anugyajnami Anugyajnami Krishna says that when I show to somebody a special favor, I take away all his position. That is special favor. This question was asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami. Yasyam Hare Dhanam. Because here in this material world, the more we possess material world wealth, it is our bondage, ahamamit. Because our bondage is we are entrapped here by material opulences. Material opulences are not very good for spiritual advancement. Just the Western people, they are materially advanced, they possess. they do not possess, but their energy is utilized for converting things from one shape to another. That much. The energy being wasted. It is good credit for you, materially, that you have so nice cars, nice skyscraper building, so many nice things you have created. That is good credit. Good credit materially. Spiritually, it is not good credit. Spiritually, it is waste of energy. Waste of energy. Because, however nicely you have made all these material facilities, amenities, you cannot stay here. You have got a certain amount of energy. So, that energy is meant for some other purpose. So, your energy not being utilized for the real purpose of life, if you utilize it for increasing your so-called material happiness, actually they have not become happy. Otherwise, why so many young boys and girls are disappointed? Because this kind of advancement will not make us happy. That's a fact. Therefore, if you waste your energy for things which are not wanted, then you are not advancing. You are being defeated. That they do not know. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parābhavasrāvat abodhajāta jāvanna jijjāsato ātma tattam. Parābhava. Parābhava means defeat. Srāvat, so long. All activities of the materialistic person are simply defeat. Parābhavasrāvat abodhajāta. Abodha. Abodha means fools, rascals, ignorant. Born foolish, restless, ignorant. We are all born foolish. So if you are not properly educated, then we remain fools and restless. And the activities of fools and restless, this is simply a waste of time. Because, what is called? Busy rascals. Busy rascal. If a rascal is busy, that means he is simply spoiling the energy. Just like monkey. Monkey is very busy. Of course, according to Mr. Darwin, they are coming from monkey. So monkey's business is simply waste of time. He is very busy, fine, always busy. So, the busy fool is dangerous. There are four classes of men. Lazy intelligent, busy intelligent, lazy fool and busy fool. So, first class man is lazy intelligent. Just like you see, the High Court judges, they are very lazy and most intelligent. That is first class. They are doing everything very soberly. And the next class, busy intelligence. Intelligence should be used very soberly. And the third class, lazy fool. Lazy at the same time fool. And the fourth class, busy fool. Busy fool is very dangerous. So all these people, they are busy. In this country, everywhere, all over the world, not this country or that country, they have discovered these horseless carriages, very busy. Horse, this way. But actually, they are not intelligent. Busy fool. Therefore, they are creating problems after problems. That's a fact. They are so busy, but because they are full, therefore they are creating problems. This is fact. Even the animals, lower than the human being, they have no problem. What is the problem? First of all, we have got some physical necessity. So, ahara nidra bhayamaita. Our physical necessity, that we want to eat, that is necessary to maintain this body. Ahara. Nidra. Rest. We must have some rest also. So, ahara nidra bhaya. Bhaya means being, to become afraid of. That is material nature. We are always afraid of. Therefore, we have military strength. Your country is very busy in that way. How to protect? Everyone should be protection. We also sleep at night, closing the door, because we are afraid of burglars and others, so many dangers. So that is also required to take protection from enemies. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, and moitra, and sexual intercourse. These are physical necessities. So these physical necessities, if you study, they amongst the animals, they have no problem. But as yesterday we were talking, in a human society, they have created problems. Nobody knows where to eat. These hotels means, increase of number of hotels means that people have no place to live. They have no fixed place to live. Today in this hotel, the next day in another hotel. With so many restaurants means the people have no fixed place where to eat. The solution in India, still, because they are not so materially advanced, even the poorest man has got some certain fixed up place, his cottage. He has got his wife, he has got his child, and he works whatever he can do. He lives peacefully still in the village, although he hasn't got very gorgeous dress and motor car. But he is peaceful, quiet. And sometimes, about 10 years ago, I was in Ahmedabad. I saw one poor man who was pulling cart. Hand cart, what is called?
Rickshaw.
Not rickshaw. For carrying load. Anyway, we call it thela in India. So, the thela in that cart, there was sufficient load. So, one side of the thela, there was the wife, and the other side was the husband, and they had a little child, and that child was put upon the load, you see, and they are putting. But that means the husband and wife working as God has given them to work, so they are working, taking care of the child. So after earning money, they will go home. They have got a little cottage, and the wife will cook, the husband will eat, and they're peaceful. They're peaceful. That it doesn't matter. Whether first class eating, second class, it doesn't matter. But still, they have got a home, and there they live peacefully. The wife cooks for the husband, and the husband eats, and the child is also taken care. It is not killed. There is peaceful. Peacefulness, there is. But here, the advanced civilization, the mother is killing the child, abortion. You see? Still, it is called advancement. Mother's duty is to take care of the child. Motherly affection, woman is meant for that. And now, the problem is the mother doesn't want children, you see. And to avoid children, they are killing. Regularly they are killing. So what is the use of this civilization. Because you are becoming implicated in sinful activities, and therefore you have to be punished. You cannot escape the punishment of God as you can escape the punishment of the state. No. You have no right to kill even an ant without any purpose, without any sanction. So they do not know. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Bharamud Bahto Vimura. Prahlad Maharaj, great devotee, so he was offered by Nrisimhadev benediction, my dear Prahlad, you have suffered so much for me. From your father's side, he has chastised you in so many ways. Because you are my devotee, now your father is killed, that is finished. Now you take whatever benediction you want from me. Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I have no problem. So why should I ask you for anything? I have no problem. Everyone has got problem in this material world. They are trying to overcome this problem. But I have no problem. I have no problem because mind is always absorbed in glorifying your Lordship. Therefore I have no problem. Please come. You feel immediately refreshed. However burden you may feel, as soon as you perform Krishna Kirtan, you will find me immediately refreshed. So one who has got taste for this Kirtan, he has no problem. That is Prahlad Maharaj says, Tadvijyagayana maham mritamagana chitta. Because my heart is always merged into the ocean of your glorification, I have no problem. This is really good. Everyone goes to God to mitigate some problem. God gives us our daily bread. That means bread is a problem. And that is the general tendency. They go to temple church to mitigate some problem. And as soon as the problem is finished, we forget God. No more church, no more temple. You see? That is not devotion. Devotion is that no problem. I am ready to serve you, my Lord. That is life. No problem. We should not take to Krishna consciousness or some people to solve some problem. No. That is not pure devotion. When you feel that there is no problem, I am chanting, glorifying, so I am becoming merged into the ocean of bliss. A very first place. Thank you very much.